There is no scientific evidence for the existence of ghosts, a fact that has little bearing on our collective enthusiasm for them. According to a 2019 YouGov survey, 45% of U.S. adults believe in ghosts. In 2009, the Pew Research Center found that 18% of Americans believe themselves to have seen or otherwise encountered one. Before stay-at-home restrictions in New York, Patrick Hines, age 42, left Manhattan with his husband and daughter to spend 6 weeks at an adorable cottage in western Massachusetts that they rented on Airbnb. One night, Mr. Hines woke up around 3 a.m. thirsty for a glass of water. He said he walked into the kitchen and saw a white man in his 50s wearing a well-worn World War II-era military uniform and cap sitting at the table. It seemed normal in the split second before I realized, wait, what's happening? And as I turned to look, he was gone, said Mr. Hines, who is the host of the podcast True Crime Obsessed. It didn't feel menacing at all. It almost didn't even occur to me to tell my husband until the next morning. If you were to accept the premise that ghosts are real, it stands to reason that some tension would naturally result once their flesh and blood roommates start spending much, much more time at home. John E. L. Tenney, who describes himself as a paranormal researcher and is a former host of the TV show Ghost Stalkers, estimates that he received 2 to 5 reports of a haunted house each month in 2019. Lately, it's been more like 5 to 10 in a week. Mr. Tenney has seen something like this before. In 1999, immediately before Y2K, he witnessed a spike in reported ghost and poltergeist activity, as well as UFO sightings, which in his experience are also on the rise in this moment. It does seem to have something to do with our heightened state of anxiety, our hypervigilance, he said. Mr. Tenney has no doubt that the vast majority of these cases in his inbox are completely explainable in nature. When the sun comes up and the house starts to warm up, they are usually at work. They're not used to hearing the bricks pop and the wood expand, he said. It's not that the house wasn't making those sounds, they just never had the time to notice it.